Hi, Shay. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. I'm well, thank you.
It was so nice meeting you. I had talked and known about Shay because I love Shay's artwork, and she's also a mindfulness coach and teacher and very involved in peace. And of course, my Inner Peace Manual just came out. I wish I had an extra copy to give you. But we had a lovely lunch yesterday at a restaurant I'd never been to before. In fact, I got lost trying to find it. It's not on Google Maps, by the way. They had it mixed up. But it's called Vino de Sedona. Oh, what a treat that
Yes.
place was.
It's a treasure here in Sedona. They have live music every day there.
And they have a beautiful courtyard back where they have old vines and a little fountain. Actually, it's a waterfall. And I loved the
Yes.
menu. The menu was lovely, wasn't it?
So beautiful, so beautiful. Popular spot here in Sedona for locals mainly.
And we had a very nice wait person, and she was telling me I wasn't aware that the vineyards were a thing here, and I guess that she's very tied in with that, and the vineyards are happening here. I guess, is it up Oak Creek Canyon?
Actually, it's out. They're out Page Springs Road, so they're out
Oh.
towards Cornville area, and there are many of them, and they're thriving. And then in Old Town Cottonwood, there's a lot of tasting rooms, and there's wine tours, and so there's companies that'll take people around to each of the different vineyards for special events and things like that. So it's a vibrant part of Sedona right now.
How long have you lived in Sedona?
I've been here for 24 years.
Wow, so you've seen all these changes.
I've witnessed some changes, yes.
Yeah.
I first moved here in 1998 and came to serve as the arts director in building the Amitabha Stupa and Peace Park here.
I just had lunch with Margaret Joy Weaver. And we were talking about you and everything. Of course, she was telling me about that. Has that place been, has the stupa been found yet, or is it still kind of a retreat place for Buddhists? Or maybe you can tell people where it is and about it.
Oh yes, I would love to. It's a beautiful, sacred space, and stupas are something that hold a vibrant energy. They represent the mind of enlightenment, and it is located in West Sedona. It's up on Dante, on the corner of Andante and Pueblo. It is open to the public. It's closed after dark, but it's open every day. And people come and they circumambulate and they meditate and make offerings and prayers. And it's very nicely kept by the community, KPC community, that originally inspired the project and currently maintain the properties. So it's a
Well,
wonderful
it'd be
resource
close.
that.
I realized I couldn't call in from Foco Diablo with the phone situation being unusable down there. So I'm actually talking right now from Luke Sefton's office, which is right off on Dante. And literally, the
Oh.
Vino de Sedona is just a block or half a block over. So this on Dante, you take it up the hill. I'm going towards the hills to go to
Yes,
the
you take
stupa.
it right straight up as if you're driving into Thunder Mountain. And as you
Wonderful.
come up the road, the Thunder Mountain just looms in majesty before you. So you know you're in the right direction.
Wow. I have to go. I haven't been to that. I thought I had been. Wait, I think I was once. Yes, I think I was once there. Yeah. And now you
You
can walk
can't
in.
go
Is
too
there?
many times, Cindy.
So there's those little seats so you can sit and meditate in seats there now. Last time I think there was only one seat there.
Yes, no, there's a nice little like covered shelter, and they have been adding additional benches in the area, so because it's really quite popular.
Well, you do artwork. It's very unusual, and you've been expanding the way you do your artwork, and you also do music. But maybe, how did you integrate what you're doing with the art, and how did you work with the stupa? And then, tell us a little more about what you're doing now with your art.
Oh, well, thank you for asking. I'd love to. And I'll try to put it in a bit of a nutshell. From when I was 30 years old, I took ordination as a Buddhist nun in the Tibetan tradition, and a little shaved head, little burgundy robes, and a lot of heart-centered focus of learning about compassion and loving kindness and the circumstances of our world and things of that nature. And it was at that time that I was introduced to the stupa and had the opportunity to begin working with a small crew of people on building stupas. And it's a whole spiritual technology that goes into that. And the part that I seemed to have an aptitude for was the artistic elements, the sculptural piece appointments that are a part of each of those projects. And so I began to learn sculpting and mold making and things of that nature. And then that's what brought me to Sedona. And then when I got to Sedona, I'd been, you know, dabbling in some other forms of art and encouraged by my spiritual teacher to explore those things. And at that point, I discovered pointillism, which is lots of little tiny dots that make up a painting. And there are at least six different colors in every field in the paintings that I create. Pointillism was first made popular back in the late 1800s with Seurat and his contemporaries. He's probably the best known pointillist painter, but it's an exploration of color and really trying to explore the dynamics of how colors play with each other and how they excite each other or relax each other and the different effects that can be created. And I just found it so magical. But probably the thing that captured my imagination most powerfully was the fact that each one of those dots represents an intersection of time and space. It's a distinct moment. And I asked myself, what am I going to do with this moment? Am I just going to paint an ordinary little dot? Or what if I imbued it with an intention or a prayer and put a positive energy into it, a wish for a more peaceful and compassionate world, an end of suffering for all beings? And I just was so inspired by that potentiality that I have continued to paint with that style for many, many years now. I think we're over a couple of decades. I would do, started with very traditional images of the Buddha from the iconography of the Tibetan practices. And then I've moved and explored different images, butterflies, dragonflies, blossoms, things like that. But always with that intention of being present in the moment and having a purpose and an intention, because I feel like that energy just feeds the field, and as the paintings go out or the prints go out, they carry that with them and infuse people's spaces and their lives and such. So those are some of the things that have been highlights for me as an artist. I also have a line of jewelry that I do as well, and write and speak and such.
You've done some talks. We were talking yesterday about some of your talks as well, and I think you do counseling as well. What is the best way that people can see your works?
I would love to invite people to come to my website. It's sheyglobal.com. That's S-H-E-Y. GLOBAL.com. And you can find the artwork there. You can find my associations with the other energy practitioners. I did a TED Talk recently here in Sedona, and that is available there as well. I'm developing, in the early, early stages of developing, a YouTube channel called Follow the Peace Trail, and where we speak to visionaries and thought leaders, advocates for peace, about some of the small actions we could take in our own lives that can set forth just a tsunami of change that can bring about positive experiences in our own lives and, of course, in the lives of others and in the care of our planet and things of that nature.
Well, and that was nice talking when I talked with Margaret today about I was not aware before, and I've come to Sedona quite a few times, and I didn't realize Sedona is an international city of peace.
We have a very, our community gets very active around the International Day of Peace, which is on the 21st of September each year. Now, of course, we strive to live these ideals throughout the year, but we put a particular focus on that holiday. It's become one of my favorite holidays.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to say, you know, it's really nice talking to you, and I hadn't met you before. I knew you had been participating with Valerie Romanoff and done some peace whole day workshops together on the Day of International Peace and on the Day of Peace, and it was wonderful. So, but it's really interesting too. You being here 24 years, I only have like a minute and a half left. But now you are thinking of moving in. And moving on and taking off to somewhere else in the world, right?
I'm looking to maintain a root here in Sedona. I really feel like Sedona is my home. But I'm interested in spending time with some other relationships in my life. And I have a lot of family on the East Coast. So I'm just looking for an extended trip outside the bubble and exploring some of what else is going on in our country and some of the beautiful places that are here. And I think that could be very inspiring. Also, as a meditation and mindfulness coach, I like to go and meet people and connect and talk about, you know, what all we can each be doing to live a more heart-centered life. And so I'm feeling inspired to do a bit of a walkabout. So that's
the plan for now. I think it sounds exciting. You should keep a blog or a show going on it. I think it's wonderful. It's really been a treat and pleasure meeting you. And I appreciate you calling in and giving us an overview of what you're doing. You know, Sedona, I think more than ever coming back, I've realized how art has just blossomed. Art and sculpture are just like huge here now. I couldn't believe Uptown Sedona has so many more sculptures and there's so many wonderful. Of course, there's always been an art community, but it seems to have really taken off. So I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you.
Thank you, Cindy. It was a pleasure to meet you as well, and it was lovely to share some time with you and Valerie, and I look forward to connecting with you more in the future.
Thank you, and a big aloha from here to there and back again.
Yes, thank you. Aloha, and good luck with your book. It looks absolutely wonderful.
I'll get you one.